I'm Yabani, and welcome to my first episode. I'm really excited about this because this is something that I always wanted to try. And one of my New Year's resolutions was this year was to try something new. So this is why I'm doing this. If this works out, maybe I'll do it every day. Maybe once a week. Maybe twice a week. I don't know. We will just have to see how it goes. I have a page that I do on Facebook called DOLs and GHs, Rants and Raves. And what I do on that page is that I talk about Days of Our Lives in General Hospital. I talk about what's good about the show and what's bad about the show. And I try to be honest about it. So far, it's been doing pretty good and I'm really proud of it. I love to write. I think writing is the perfect way for me to express myself. And I'm a really creative person. And it's a way of art, too. I also love to bake, but that has nothing to do with this episode. So I'm not even going to talk about that. And just like all of you guys, I have my favorite characters from each show. And I am gonna tell you right now that I am man crazy. So anytime that I see a guy that's really good looking, I talk about how cute he is or how sexy he is and yummy. And what yummy means is that a guy is just really, really good looking. Like, he's pleasing to the eye. Like, man candy. I'm also involved in a lot of groups on Facebook, and I really like it. I'm a moderator and an admin. So that's really fun for me to do. I get to interact with people every day, and I like talking to people. I like to think of myself as a people person. And last week, I was so excited to see that after 6 long years, Jason Morgan and Sam McCall are back together. And that is just awesome because they are just magic together. And I don't think there's no woman better suited for him than Sam McCall. Definitely not Elizabeth Weber or Spencer or whatever her name is now. Or Courtney, even though Courtney is dead now. I'm not trying to speak bad about these women. I just don't think that they're right for Jason. And to even think that is just crazy because that's just like saying that someone is better for Sonny Corinthos. Well, we both know that isn't true. There's only one woman that's good for Sonny, and that's his wife, Carly. Carly is the only woman that can handle Sonny's life, even though she has left him and made him not be able to see his kids because of something that happened that she considered to be unacceptable at the time. But no matter what guy that Carly was with, she was always drawn back to Sonny for some reason. Now, why is that? I always wondered that. And after reading all the articles, I could see why. It doesn't matter who she was with. She always went back to Sonny. And it didn't matter who he was with. He always went back to her. But let's go back to Jason and Sam. Jason and Sam are just perfect together. And of course, people are not going to agree, and that's fine. I don't expect anyone to agree with me. Well, I'm going to keep this short. And I just wanted to tell you about why I'm doing this. And hopefully, I will be able to do this again. So, bye for now.
Hello, everybody. How's it going today? I hope that all of you are having a great day. I am having a wonderful day. And I am bringing you another episode of your Days of Our Lives in General Hospital Spoiler. So now you guys will know what to expect from the shows in the upcoming weeks. So we'll that being said, how about we get into it? So tomorrow, we find out that Eve is going to pressure Jack to use Haley's secret to his advantage. Now remember, JJ confided to his father about Haley's immigration problem, which I happen to think was a huge mistake, because now Jack has told Eve, and Eve, who is really thirsty and wants to do anything to keep Jack all to herself and away from his family, is going to pressure him, like I said, to use that secret so that he can get an advantage in the mayoral race. I happen to think that's really messed up, and it's going to cause a huge problem between JJ and Haley when it comes out. And if you have gone on soaps.com, Deja Hall talks about her mother, and she says that her mother has lost her vision, and she talks about losing your sight to wet AMD, which is a form of blindness. Also said more great writing, because Ron Cavallari has renewed the Billions of Allies contract, so that's great. Jordan has decided to silence Kate when she gets too close to the truth. This is going to happen on Tuesday. Honestly, there's no love lost between Jordan and Kate. Now for some sad news. The Billions of Allies Steve Dean passed away after a long battle with cancer. On Wednesday, Rafe returns from helping family, and he finds Kate in a dangerous state. On Thursday, Ben tries to convince Chad he's innocent, and then he needs his help to rescue Sierra and Charlotte. On Friday, finally, Sierra and Ben are reunited, which is great news for all of you Finn fans. And Rex meets a distraught Jordan. Hopefully he noticed that there's something wrong with her. And the following week, basically next week, the week of the 18th, starting on February, Monday is the 18th, Sierra is going to battle Jordan to save Ben. Jordan is going to try to kill Ben during her mental breakdown. On Tuesday, Neil gets revenge back at Sunny and Royal. On Wednesday, JJ begs that not to say anything about Haley's immigration status. Then on Thursday, Abigail and Chad, they get married in front of all their loved ones, and that is the last time that we will see them. Stefan unleashes his rage as he realizes that he's never going to see Gabby ever again. On Friday, February 22nd, which is my brother's birthday, we are finally going to learn who set the cabin on fire last year and nearly killed Sierra. I cannot wait for that, because it is about time for that to come out. I think that it was Jordan. What do you guys think? But we're going to see if I'm right. So that is everything that you can expect on Days of Our Lives in the upcoming week. Now we're going to go on to General Hospital. Starting on Monday, Carly, who is well aware and knows that Jason and Sam did not break up, she's going to yell at Sam in front of everybody. Drew's going to meet with that douche Shadow, and Ava arrives in the nick of time. Could she be the one that saves Griffin from his demise? Because Ryan, who is super jealous, is going to try and kill him. Also, Brittany Starkey has left General Hospital, and she is now on The Young and the Restless, so expect her in upcoming episodes if you watch that show. On Tuesday, Laura pays Franco a visit, Cameron gets into trouble, and Peter and Maxine bump into Wednesday, into Nina, sorry. On Wednesday, Christina struggles with a bout of jealousy. Now, I think that she's falling for this douchebag, Shiloh. I don't know why, because he is super creepy and he's not cute at all, but teach his own. Finn and Robert are going to work together, and Michael hears from that cycle now. On Valentine's Day, Sam spends Valentine's Day with another man. We all know that who that's going to be. It's going to be Shiloh, because she's trying to bring him down so that she can save Christina. Jason and Spinelli, they get an interesting tip. But will that be enough to expose Shiloh? I am really wanting to know that, and I'm sure that you guys are too. I hope that it is. Also, they're going to be, I don't know how to say this girl's name, but she's going to play Harmony on GH. And she's going to be someone that Jason is going to interview, asking about the organization. And also, there's some romance because Ned and Olivia are going to celebrate Valentine's Day. On Friday, Lord's curiosity piqued Jordan, who I think is incompetent, and I'm sure you guys do too. She offers to cut Franco a deal. Carly and Sonny decide to re-examine their future. I hope that they are not gonna break up. I do not want them to break up. I know there's a lot of people who don't like Carly and Sonny together, but I love them. I think they're perfect together. And I don't want them to break up. So hopefully that's not going to happen. Then moving on to the week of February the 18th. Franco is reluctant. Spencer is coming back. And then Charlotte guilt Spencer about the electric tampering. So we know that Spencer tampered in the election. So he could help his grandmother win. Will Charlotte be telling people what she knows? We're going to find that out. Nina's going to make an announcement. And then on the 19th, Sam is going to be intrigued, Margaret overcompensates, and Carly gets the proof she needs. On the 20th, Ryan's going to make a move. So he's going to go out for someone else. Who was the next victim? I can't wait to see that. Lou gets a call. Hopefully it's from Dante, who needs to come home. Julian is going to question Ava's allegiances. He's wondering what side she really on. I think we all want to know that. On Thursday, the 21st, Cameron's going to be outraged. Franklin wants to tell his side of the story. And Ryan's going to surprise Ava. Now, how is he going to do that? Could he finally give her a clue that he is not Kevin? And if he does, what will she do with what she knows? Then on Friday the 22nd, Carly's going to butt heads with Ava. These two are always getting into it, no matter what happens. They are always fighting. So I'm not surprised. Ryan's going to threaten Kevin, and Terry's going to help Elizabeth. So, there is going to be a lot happening on General Hospital, just like Days of Our Lives, as I mentioned before. And it's going to be very interesting. Hopefully, I pray for the love of God that this Ryan Chamberlain storyline comes to an end. I think it's the worst storyline that has ever happened on General Hospital. I'm sure there's others, but I can't stand this guy, and I'm sure that you guys can't stand him either. He's just been killing everybody. I really do hope, as I said before, that Ava will save Griffin, but Griffin is leaving because Matt Corey has another role on another show. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed listening to these spoilers. And I will see you again next week. Until then, you guys have a great day.